We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Now stay with the fan for this special program.
The 2021 baseball postseason is here. Will Milwaukee win a ring this year? Let's talk about what happened in today's game. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show with the franchise, Tim Allen, on The Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
It is a final, and the Brewers take a one-zip advantage in this best-of-five NLDS. The results, indeed, are good. 2-1, the Brewers get the victory. And welcome in, everybody. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. Tim Allen, Evan Heffelfinger, and myself, I am in a special secret location with our friends at BetQL. I'll give you one guess where that is, Evan Heffelfinger.
One guess. Oh, man. I'm going to say the scorehouse.
No. Well, I'm at the mecca of BetQL, and that's Las Vegas, Nevada, as we are broadcasting live here in the Lakeland University mobile studios here in Las Vegas. Online learning at 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu, and the Brewers get the victory. And much like we were talking about, guys, I want to get your reaction here. 4-1. 50, much like we were talking about in the final stretches of the 2021 championship regular season, that was to rely on the pitching. And the pitching is what's going to get it done. Additionally, when we look at the offense, this is about the Brewers' offense. This is about the Brewers' offense. If they get on a roll, they're going to win the World Series. I'll tell you that right now. They will win the World Series if the offense gets on a run to support pitching you got today. 6 shutout innings out of Corbin Burns. A little bumpy at the beginning there, and a huge double play. I mean, that may be the play of the postseason when we look back on it. You guys know how much of a fan I am of setting the tone. A series setting the tone now in this case of the postseason and a World Series run, we may look back on that as one of the single biggest plays of the entire season. But Corbin Burns, a little rough, as I said, the first couple of innings, but settled up. Didn't give up hits. He didn't give up hits until, what, the fifth, maybe the sixth inning, and deeper, way deeper into the game. But 40 pitches it took him to get through the first two frames, then 23 pitches to get him through the third and the fourth innings of play. So he did settle in, and he was outstanding. And just 2 hits, no runs. He did walk 3, so that's where the bumps in the road were early on in this game. He struck out 6, 91 pitches in the performance, an inning and 2/3 of scoreless, well, one run, Adrian Hauser and Jock Peterson. The solo shot, the only blemish on the pitching side. Josh Hader a little bit rough there in the ninth inning, but gets out of it. Sorry about that, Orlando Arcia. Just sorry about that. You may just bookend yourself in this season with the Brewers to start, and the it would be the Braves then to end. 7-9-9-12-50. I was going absolutely crazy when Rowdy hit the home run. How was it at American Family Field? People are coming out of the stadium now. I want to get your reaction here and what you liked and what you didn't like about this baseball game today. Now, what I will say is we all loved the victory in this one. It's a short series, guys. It's just one of those situations where every game obviously is huge. But in this case, again, what did we talk? Have we talked about these games are going to be 2-1 games, 3-2 games, 3-1 games? That's exactly what we got here today. And you could just feel this game intensifying as this thing went along. I mean, you could feel it to where it was like, oh, man, we're in the fourth already. Oh, baby, we're in the fifth already. Scoreless. Come on, Brewers offense. Come on. Holy crap, it's the sixth inning already. Again, this should come as no surprise to anybody. But what you liked and what you didn't like about this Brewers game one victory as we are celebrating, there's Evan Heffelfinger. Your thoughts, Evan, on this Brewers game one NLDS win?
I couldn't be happier. This game, I think, is maybe the most important game of the playoffs because, like you mentioned, it is such a short series. You have to make a great impression, and it didn't look good to start at all. Corbin, I don't know if he was too amped up or just maybe it was the time off, but obviously he wasn't sharp in that first inning. But the rowdy play at first, I think that's going to end up being the biggest play of this entire series, probably the most important, getting the guy out at home, keeping that game scoreless to go into the bottom of the first. The fact that you got out of that inning, first and third, no outs, without a run, is so, so big. So getting out of that and then being able to strike first in this game, keeping them off the scoreboard until you got to put a number up, that gives confidence to the offense and the defense that you were able to do that. And this game was a must-win. As far as a must-win can go in the postseason that isn't an elimination game, this one was the most must-win, and they did.
Yeah,
all because of Rowdy.
This was amazing. This was, oh man, I'm telling you guys, it just I gotta watch it when I go. That I almost right in the middle of this thing, jumping around and fist pumping and the whole deal, claws up, and this, I better just watch it. Because we don't want any accidents here. We'll get to our game recap. We're going to hear from key components of this game, including manager Craig Counsell. As you know, I thought it was interesting when the Brewers were trying to get a run across, you get a leadoff walk late in the game from Daniel Vogelbach, and then you go with a pinch runner, JBJ, burning two players in that same sequence. But I think that answers the question why they on the NLDS roster, why they had a few more position players than some people would have thought because of that. And I think you're going to see Manny Pena play a big role in this series and a big role in the postseason as well. I love the win. I like the pitching. I love the moves that Craig Counsell made. And it wasn't necessarily cruise control stuff for Craig Counsell today. Now we haven't seen this type of game where we're hanging in the balance on every pitch. Man, this was huge. A Brewers 2-1 victory as you guys are welcomed in with open arms. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. Let's lead things off with Patrick in Grafton. Two things. What did you like and what didn't you like?
Hey, franchise and Evan, thanks for taking my call. Hey, this is playoff baseball. I mean, this is what I like. Pitching wins in the playoffs, and I think it's going to trump any hitting. What I liked is that, you know, Corbin's, I thought he settled down. Yeah, he came out rough in the first inning, but he kept that, you know, his overall whip was under one for the sixth innings. I love the move to Hauser in the seventh and eighth just because he's a ground ball pitcher and try to keep these fly ball home run hitters, you know, keep them down. I guess what I didn't, the only thing I really didn't like was, you know, after Vogelbach walked and then Wong got two more balls and then he decided to swing on 2-0 after Morton threw six straight balls. And then Adames came up and swung at the first pitch on his at bat. So that was the only thing I saw that I really didn't like.
Okay. Well, thank you, Patrick. I appreciate that. And really guys, what the, again, we're going to, there's still a way to be critical on a very, very happy day. Positive way to be critical. I think you got to take a team strike right there. That's a team at bat right there for Colton Wong. But Let me say this, Patrick, and it's a great point. Swinging early, trying to ambush. Morton was on his heels a little bit. I do believe this, that there will be a game here in the postseason, and hopefully it's tomorrow, that the Brewers will go, their offense will just go off. And one of the reasons is going to be that they're on the attack. And I think that was their thought right there. They smelled a little blood right there. You had Morton visibly a little bit frustrated in the performance, and well, at least in that sixth inning. So you did have that situation going on with Morton. So in slight defense of these guys on attack mode, okay, fair enough. But I agree with you. You got to take the pitch. When they do decide to go for it, ambush, I think you're going to see it tomorrow. Freed. I do. I think they're going to go on the attack one time through. I don't know if it's first, second, third time through, but I do think just to get them back to the point where if they're trailing 2, 3, 4, 5 runs, it's over. And then you go to Atlanta and try and nail it down. That's why I think you will see some of the attack mode coming into play here. 799-1250, as we're talking about a Brewers. When was the last time the Brewers won a playoff game? Evan, do you recall what that might be?
It had to have been game 6 of the 2018 NLCS, right?
So that means 1, 2, 3, 4 game losing streak in the postseason was snapped today. And so I like that part of it. Indeed, 799. Is that Kenny right there?
Ken dropped, so let's go to Steve in Germantown. Steve, you're on the air.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Sorry about that. How you doing?
Good.
So what I did in my franchise is that I missed Euchre's call on Tellez's home run. Literally, I heard it right before. I was picking my kid up. As I come back, they're up 2-0. Unbelievable. So I didn't like that part. What I loved is the fact that Adrian Hauser looked amazing. I think that dude pitched his ass off today. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I like it. Steve, thanks for the call. And I wish I was back home in that regard to hear Uke and the home call like that. I love the Hauser move. And he's a ground ball pitcher. He did just that. In that seventh inning, I mean, his ground ball rate is right around 60% on the season. It was 100% in the seventh inning. That to me was a key factor in this Brewers victory. And I don't know if it's going to be acknowledged by Craig Counsell at all. I mean, Hauser did give up the solo shot in that eighth inning, but I will say this, that the hidden gem in here, and it's probably not going to make headlines. So that's what we're here to talk about. Is Adrian Hauser, the 1-2-3 frame in that seventh, when you made the transition from your stud pitcher, 6 scoreless, and then you say, okay, well, are the Brewers going to blink here? They know that everyone's well aware of no Devin Williams here. And so were the Brewers going to have a little bump in the road there and transitioning to a Boxberger, transitioning into the Josh Hader situation? Hauser was huge in the seventh inning. Okay, gives up, I'll call it a scratch run, but it was a solo shot by Jock Peterson. But that was dynamite. It's a great point. Steve, it's a great point. Hauser's performance here. I really hope Craig Counsell acknowledges that. All right, let's get back to you guys. What did you like, didn't like about this Brewers 2-1 victory here in game 1 of the 2021 postseason? 2-1 final. We'll go to Jason. Jason, you're on the fan. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, Tim. How you doing, man?
Good.
Good. Hey, no, it's a great win today. I'm done being settled for not trying to get to the World Series. My mindset in this one, it's one down, 10 to go. I was telling Evan on the phone about that. Great game. You made the great point that tomorrow, I think Woodruff is the perfect pitcher to be in that situation because Atlanta's going to come out swinging. They know that they cannot waste any runs off of today. They need to get out and try and get some runs early. So I think Woodruff's the perfect guy to be in that position. But I'm done waiting around. I want to see this team get to the World Series. So it's, I forgot how, gosh,
I'm with you.
How stressful this is.
Okay. I get it. Thanks, Jason. You got it. Yeah, I'm with you, man. Just hanging on every pitch nature of playoff baseball. That's number one. Number two, hanging on every pitch playoff Brewers baseball, that elevates that to new heights. And I'm just saying, the intensified feeling that I had through the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings, guys, I know it was somewhat chill early on. You got a little time. Burns, settle in. Brewers offense, come on, let's go. Not as big in terms of the feeling that you've got. Once it got to about the fourth inning, that's when it really kind of ratcheted up for me. That part of it, wow. I was just – and that's why it culminated in Rowdy Tellez and the big two-run bomb. That was just so big. And finally, Jason, I knew someone would bring it up, and you bring up the two words, world and series. That has to be the goal, and Brewers fans, they have a chance. They have a good chance. They have the horses to do this. This is all about their offense. That's what this is. Situational baseball, yes, I get it. Checking on runners, blocking a ball in the dirt, Omar, Manny. It's hot. Cruz claws up, and everyone's smiling, and it's energy. Big bomb late in the game and putting up some numbers, guys, they just might win the World Series. Don't frown about those words. It's not time to do that. It's literally time to say, yeah, you know what? They're 10 wins away from a World Series title. And that's the way it is. 10 victories, two more in this series, four in the next two. You're down to 10. Okay. Has to be, and they've got the pitching to do it. Was anybody surprised by Corbin Burns stepping up today? Was anybody surprised by Burnsy stepping up? Is anyone going to be surprised by Woody stepping up tomorrow? Not at all. It's almost like you expect it, and you should. For the most part, yes, there are bumps in the road. But don't lump it into this 50 years of, you know, no championships. This is a Dudley pitching staff, and they're going to be in these games. Let's go to Kenny. Kenny in West Bend, you're on the fan. What's going on, Kenny?
Timmy, I'm up here in the North Woods. Signal might be bad. Let's hope not, but let's start it off the right way, damn it.
Beautiful.
I'm going to tell you something. I got tickets for all the series, everything, but I wouldn't go to the first two games because I'm up here muskie fishing and walleye fishing this weekend. I'll let everybody else go to these first couple of games. But here's the deal. There is Burns, when he got in a little bit of trouble, that didn't bother us at all. The bar was packed. These people were nuts up here cheering. I'm almost by the Michigan border. And they were crazy. Everybody was hanging on every pitch, every swing. It was outstanding. This is what it's meant
awesome.
To be. There's no negativity. In fact, even when Burns was struggling a little bit there, people, I was just like, calm down, everybody. The kid, you know, this is his first big opportunity here. He's their number one pitcher. Hang in there. He'll fix his hair. He'll be okay. Let the guy settle down. And he did. And as he continued to move through the innings, he got better and better and better. I will say this in terms of complimentary, and you know me, I've never been a big council guy, but what an awesome job to bring Hauser in and leave him in. Okay, Jock Peterson, yeah, he tattooed you. That's just the way it is. But the bottom line, so what? You hung in there, and then you let your ace come in there to close it out. Yeah, they get a couple of hits. So what? But the bottom line is you get number one under the belt, and that's the most crucial, crucial win. Because after our guy comes in there tomorrow, Woody, and he throws a damn near a no-hitter, they're going to Atlanta to close this damn thing out in three games. That's the bottom line here.
Yeah, well, have fun fishing up there. I'm doing a little different type of fishing out here. We are broadcasting live here in Las Vegas as the Brewers get a 2-1 victory. Thank you, Kenny. We'll talk again. Evan, do you want to squeeze one more in here, or do we have to go to a break?
Let's get to Marshall in Whitefish Bay before the break.
Go ahead, Marshall.
Well, good evening, guys. As I told your producer, how about Roddy Tellez and Josh Hader? And you know what? What I like about this, guys, is playoff baseball. This is what it's about. And come on, fans. You really thought even when we got up 2-0 that it was going to be easy? It's not going to be easy this time of the year. And I kept thinking to myself, Jock Peterson, that shows you what the Dodgers are about if they can release a guy of his talent. So, and that was a good pitch. It just, the guy put the right part of the bat on it, hit it right, stroked it right. I mean, that's going to happen. But we hung on. I still felt good all along. And as I only started watching about the sixth inning, I had to work today, guys. So I'm not on having the fun time you all are having, but except watching the game tonight. But I felt going into that bottom of that inning that, and when Tellez came up, I said, man, he's due. You got the right guy. He's come through so many times this year, and bammo, it was out. But I totally agree with you guys. I think it's about our pitching. I said this during the Bucks run. I'm going to say it with the Brewers. For anyone that's squeamish about talking World Series, and I'm the one that was a little upset that they didn't do more at the end, but we're here now. Let's go. And let's embrace the moment here, folks. I was saying this during the Bucks series. Forget all of our problems. Don't get so Calvinistic, to use a religion term here, that it's all going to end bad. Look at what the Boston Red Sox overcame back in 04, 86 years of futility. You think we've had it bad. So just let's embrace this thing. I picked us in 4 to win this series. I'd love it in 3. But I think we might have to go 4. But with this pitching, we're going to be fine. And we also showed them we can hit long balls, too. I was offended the way the media was putting the Braves way above us in long balls. We're in the top 5, folks. We showed it tonight. We went toe-to-toe with them. And I'll end by saying the biggest play, and nobody's mentioned this, was the hit batsman, because this is a 1-1 game, maybe still going without that.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome point. Marshall, thank you. Thank you for the call. We'll talk again. You're right. The hit batter for Avi Garcia. You know, it sounded like, I think it was Jeff Francoeur on the PBS broadcast. It sounded like once Morton was struggling and frustrated, it sounded like his dog died or something. I mean, I get it. He's a Braves guy, but wow. Brewers, a huge victory. I can't get the smile off my face, guys. Getting your reaction here. 414-799-1250. See, we took a little advice with our friends at BetQL, and I'm here in Las Vegas for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. Brewers win game one, NLDS, on their way to the World Series. Just taking off a little bite of those 11 victories. We'll be back when I get your reaction, what you liked, and maybe not so much in a 2-1 victory, but we'll take it big time. You guys at America were rocking around that fourth or fifth inning. That's what vamping up. It was good to hear. We'll be right back. 12:50 a.m. The Fan.
The game's over, and Tim Allen is taking your calls now on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan. Dial them up now at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 12:50 a.m. The Fan.
Welcome back. We are, or at least I am, live here in Las Vegas with our friends at BetQL as the Brewers get the 2-1 victory to take game one of the best of 5 NLDS. And you got to be pleased about this. My goodness. Corbin Burnes, 6 innings. Now, it didn't start well for Burnsy. We'll get back to your reaction in just a second here. Did not start well. 8-pitch walk, followed up by a 9-pitch walk, and you're in the soup and runners at the corners. And what are we going to do here? Check this out.
On the ground, down the first baseline. Fair ball out there. Throw to the plate. Soler is out there. Double play. That was huge. Soler tries to get in the back door from third. As Albies grounds out, it turns into two.
Boy, oh boy, right there, man. That may be the play of the postseason because of what my thoughts are, at least on things that happen early in a game or a series. Tone setting, as I like to say. Isn't it nice to have a natural first baseman at first base? I mean, when you think about it, Keston Hira, and there was Ryan Braun there a little bit, but Rowdy Tellez, a natural first base. He was involved on a few other plays as well that were pretty decent, but that was with the glove. With the bat, as Burns finishes up going six scoreless, Adrian Hauser, I thought it was a beautiful thing in the seventh inning, guys. Adrian Hauser, big ground ball rate. He got all three ground ball outs in that seventh inning, and that is when American Family Field started going crazy, and they went even crazier after this in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Fly ball, hit it out towards deep right center field. Duvall looking up, and that ball is gone! A two-run home run for Rowdy Tellez puts the Brewers on top, 2-0. Massive blast to right center field for Tellez.
Just awesome, guys. I mean, just awesome. I was jumping around. I was like a little kid. I'm not kidding you. That was cool. When you think about it, the Brewers haven't won a postseason game since 2018. Just saying. It's a reason to celebrate. And then it was Adrian Hauser in the eighth inning giving up a two-run shot, and that set Josh Hayes on a 2-1 victory, and he did just that. Had a walk and a base hit, but he got Orlando Arcia to ground out to give the Brewers a 2-1 victory. Let's get back to you guys, 799-1250. Likes and dislikes or slight dislikes of this Brewers 2-1 Game 1 win. Nate, you are next on The Fan. What's going on, Nate?
What's going on, Tim? Hope you're enjoying Vegas down there. It was a great game, man. I had to listen to the first half on the radio, but I got home just enough time to see Rowdy hit that home run out of there. And I don't know where my shoes went. I don't know where my boots went. But they were off, and I got to go look for them so I can go to work in the morning. But I don't know what happened. I was jumping for joy and calmed down, made me some cereal, and just watched the rest of the game. And it's just a great game. The one thing I didn't like was I was very frustrated with the at bats in the, I think it was the sixth inning when Vogelbach had drew the walk. I felt we could have been a little bit more patient, being that he did throw like six balls in a row. I feel like you got to take a strike on that. You got to take a strike on there. At least make him show you that he can put it inside the zone before we swing and be aggressive, because at that point it looked like he was losing a little bit of control. And being that, he's like, okay, I got one out. Okay, I'm getting two outs. It was probably calming him down a little bit, but if he would have thrown one more ball and had two more people on base at the time, you never know what could have happened. But at the end of the day, we got the victory. It's one down. We got more to go, and I'll be here tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Nate, for the call.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Yeah, Nate, that's good points. Jumping all over, still has to find his shoes. Sounds like me. All right, let's go to a TC. American Family Field, you were there, TC. How was it?
My claws are out, Tim. TC stands for claws out, totally claws out. I'm telling you. Oh, my God. And I love games like this where it's tight. The tension is so thick, you can't, and I'm going to throw a nice little sponsor for you, you can't even cut it with a Milwaukee Sawzall.
There you go.
Oh, I love it. It was great. And, man, I'm telling you, it was a really good game. Rowdy, I mean, after that, I'm jumping around. My beer is flying. Oh, man, this is exciting, Milwaukee. You got to be a part of this. This is so great. But I'll tell you, the pitcher duel was great, and I like how he put Hauser in there right before Hader to just kind of give a break and see how things went, kind of calm everything down, maybe throw a curveball at Atlanta. Wait, they're putting Hauser in. Isn't he a starter? Hey, he's a pitcher. Don't matter where you put him, am I right? So, yeah.
Thank you, TC, for the call.
All right, yeah, TC, and not only that, but Freddie Peralta was warming as well, and I think that right there was because if Hauser's spot in the order came up, I think Council was considering going to Freddie right there. It's almost like a bullpen day anyway for Freddie, Monday's starter. But, yeah, I agree. A great move and a great performance out of Adrian Hauser. I mean, he not only Rowdy Tellez, both with the glove, the arm, and the bat, but it was Adrian too. I mean, it was all these guys. You go through, that's one of the better offenses in the National League, and you go through 9 innings of play and you shut them down to just one single run. That's a victory in itself. And now I think if Woody can get through 2, 3, 4 innings tomorrow without getting beat on a little bit, I think the Braves start to feel it and they start chasing. And we could see a situation that they come out chasing. But that might be a good, quick, low pitch count for Brandon Woodruff. We all know Woody likes to be on the attack. So this is going to – who's going to blink first? That offense or Woody tomorrow. Can't wait for game 2. 799-1250. Nick, you're next on the Fan. What's happening, Nick?
Hey, so I'm calling in from Atlanta, Georgia here. So I'm one of the few Brewers fans down here, and it'll be a fun series to watch. I'll actually make it out Monday and hoping I don't need to
make it out
again on Tuesday. Hopefully we can take care of business. But to get to your question here, Tim, what's not to like about this game? I mean, I think this is a huge game for Burns and that he is able to settle into the playoffs here. When you think about the struggles that he had just a couple of years ago and how much he's grown, that's really remarkable to watch. And he's getting out of this game with just 91 pitches too. But I really like the fact that Council trusted his bullpen here because we might need Burns to go deeper. And we hopefully will need him to go deeper later in the playoffs here. So Hauser, of course, huge. And, you know, we saved our entire bullpen now for the rest of this series. So but one thing I want to comment here, huge unsung hero of this game, Omar Narvaez. I mean, defensively, he's someone that has made me nervous in the past behind the plate. But he came up big when we needed him defensively. He had some good throws. The double play, obviously, earlier in the game. And then also a lot of pitches that kind of got away from Hader. Where we could be looking at a very different game where maybe a couple of runs sneak by and maybe the Braves eke out with one if Narvaez didn't come and was really focused behind the plate. So that's another unsung hero here as well. But really nothing not to like about this game. Got to love it.
Thank you, Nick, for the call. Yeah, appreciate
Nick.
It.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. No. And see, that's why I love getting reaction from you guys, because you bring up that. I didn't think about that until you brought it up, Nick, listening on the Odyssey app down there in Atlanta. But he did make a couple of nice plays defensively and then blocking balls. I mean, this was no Yasmani Grandal in 2018, was it? Yeah. That was a mess. But let's get to, Ryan. Ryan, you're next on the Fan.
What's going on, Tim? You know, the things I
hey,
liked
Ryan.
About tonight, you know, driving in, I was at the game, so driving in and just seeing that parking lot full, I mean, it was so electric. And then to be at the stadium, I don't know if it gets better than that. And, you know, the one thing we can say about this game is that's playoff baseball to a T. I mean, it was all pitching, defense. Narvaez came up huge, and then you had the unlikely hero in Rowdy Tellez. The only thing I would say is eventually we got to have one of our big boppers come up with a big hit, whether it's Garcia or Escobar or Yelich, if he can get it, you know, Adames. One of these guys has to step up because we can't rely on a Rowdy Tellez two-run home run. Or maybe we can. I don't know. We're so good at pitching that it's almost ridiculous. And then, you know, the one thing I wanted to say too, Timmy, is has there ever been anybody more outmatched by Josh Hader than Orlando Arcia? I mean, I wasn't even a slight bit worried there at the end, knowing Orlando Arcia. And I loved Orlando, but come on. I was like, if he catches up to Hader's 98, I don't know what's going on.
Thank you, Ryan, for the call. I'm not going to lie. Not going to lie, Tim. I was extremely nervous because you know how much I love Orlando, and I know how good he is in the clutch. And he had a great NLDS in 2018 against the Rockies. I had a feeling he was going to come through.
I'm with Ryan there. I felt pretty good about it. But you know, with Omar Narvaez back there and throwing the slider, that probably would be the only concern there. I wasn't nervous about Orlando, you know, making a big hit in that situation. I do say that I know that people were thinking poetic justice for Orlando Arcia, and maybe Snitker was at that time too, saying, "Hey, they traded you. Go beat them. Go out there and beat them. Hit a big two-run double. Find a gap somewhere." I wasn't too worried about it when he couldn't catch the first high fastball, and that was the key there. That first pitch, high fastball, couldn't catch up. 799-1250 leaving American Family Field. Let's say hello to John. John, you're on the Fan.
Hey, man. I just leaving the field right now in traffic. What a great game. So much to like. I mean, the pitching. Just, you know, there's the guy who said about Narvaez defensively, it was so on point because that play and the first inning, the double play, was just huge. For Rowdy also to analyze it, to see it, to get it to home on time and in place was amazing. Burns getting through trouble was just huge. Being able to calm the nerves, slow the heart rate, just execute when he needed to. A lot of good stuff. The defense was good all around. I mean, let's be clear, too. Adames and Escobar, I mean, there was a lot of plays at short and third that one throw that was maybe a little off that we've seen this team do would have changed the entire game, and they didn't do one of them. They all got to first base, and they all made their throws. You know, the only thing that obviously I think that everyone's concerned with and I'm concerned with is we've seen this team go through significant droughts where it's feast or famine at the plate, and so the one thing I didn't like is that, you know, at the end of the year, we see them kind of return to that slump at the plate, and then it continues into this series, and you can say, oh, it's playoff baseball, it's this or that. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's been 2 or 3 weeks of this, and we cannot have it continue. Maybe we get past the Braves. The Braves only won, what, 85 games or something? But the bats got to heat up. We cannot go back to this.
John, thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you, John. No, and I've been saying it for weeks. This is all about the Brewers' offense. This is all about the Brewers' offense. And that's why they threw this. I shouldn't say that. That's a little negative. They win this ball game, and that's the one main thing that matters, obviously. But what they did was they did it without really hitting the baseball, John. It's a great point. Without really having an offensive, juggernaut type game. But if you believe that baseball runs in cycles, you did win a baseball game where your offense had a down day. You did, and that's the key. And that's where, you know, getting, I think it's a crooked number, a 2-3-4 run rally, I think could set this offense ablaze a little bit. But your concern is well taken, John. It really is. And I think that should be everybody's slight concern. The team is like 70-9 when scoring, you know, four runs or more this year. So, you know, it does come down to the offense. Now, a game can get out of control. Pitcher has a bad day and things snowball. But the other point you made too, and I noticed this throughout the game, the defense was outstanding. It was. It was a nice play, and you thought Adrian Hauser's first batter. You thought for a second there it was going to be an infield single, and I was going to lose my mind right there. Don't tell me you're doing this. Infield single nonsense. That BS. Willie made a great play, and that was huge. But one misplay, as Brian Anderson would say on Valley Sports Wisconsin, and it could have changed the tide of this game. All right, we'll take a break. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell. We're going to hear from Rowdy Tellez. Gee, I wonder what the ABC audio video play of the game was in this Brewers victory. I'll give you one guess. It's next. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. There's Evan Heffelfinger at the Hales Corner Studios. My name is Tim Allen here in Las Vegas with a little tip-in with our friends at BetQL. We'll be right back, 1250 AM, The Fan.
Let's find out the play of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan.
Fly ball, hit it out towards deep right center field. Duvall looking up, and that ball is gone. A two-run home run for Rowdy Tellez puts the Brewers on top, 2-0. Massive blast to right center field for Tellez.
Oh, baby, what a massive blast on TBS there from Rowdy. Rowdy Tellez giving the Brewers a 2-1 victory to take the advantage. One game to nothing in the best of five NLDS here to continue the 2021 championship season. Tim Allen live here in Las Vegas, fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. That was our ABC audio video play of the game. But, I, you know, there is an honorable mention to the double play in first and Rowdy involved there. Huge play. Huge play this season. One of the bigger plays this season for the Milwaukee Brewers. Bart Winkler at American Family Field. We'll check in with him in just a second here. Bill in Kenosha. Will, you're next here on The Fan.
How you doing, mate? Yeah, no worries. So coming back from the stadium, obviously, I spent a little bit of money, got some good seats down the third row diamond section next to a Rolex guy. Looks like the trainer from Kentucky Derby. And guy about his business. It's a great time. I mean, I enjoyed my time. We bought beers. Like, things are good. One thing I'm super impressed with was this is a game we normally suck at. We cannot play a game where it's a defensive struggle, pitching duel. We usually choke this thing away. We struggle. Yeah, we talk about the hitting and our hitting is stinking and we're not doing what we need to be doing. But this is a St. Louis Cardinals kind of win that we never do. And I've bought tickets for the next series for this reason. I think with our pitching, we can do this. We can pitch and stumble our way through a game and get one or two runs and win a game every time. And that's what makes us different to every other Brewer team I've been watching. And so, yeah, you get all mad about the fact that our offense is struggling. And I don't understand. I mean, I think this is a time where we are a team now that can win these dirty, niggly, crappy games. And I was impressed by that first inning. I was impressed by that third at home plate. That settled everything down because I was nervous. I thought we were going to choke it away with the best pitcher in baseball. And I thought we were going on that spiral that we always do. And this is a typical game that the Cardinals would win, and we did a Cardinals win. So screw the Cardinals. They're out of it. We're winning. You know, this is what they do, and we did it to somebody else. So, game over. You know. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Will, for the call.
Yep. Thank you, Will. That is awesome. By the way, we're looking over our show, the Cardinals. Now, has anyone noticed this? Yeah, that was a nice story. Nice, happy little hot streak there, St. Louis. Fine. But yeah, see, that's another thing I liked. It appeared to me, that's hard to read, but it's got the sense that the Brewers stayed confident, and that's the thing here. That's Will, you're right, with this pitching, they can get it done. Make no mistake about it. This is a legit shot to win a World Series with this pitching. It is. No shocker to me that Corbin Burnes and company went out there and threw, you know, one-run baseball. Let's get to Todd before we get to Bart. Todd, you're next on The Fan.
Hey, howdy, boys. Timmy, sounds like, and I hope you are, in the basement of Caesars with all the dancing ladies.
Oh, man, it was one hell of a night last night.
Oh, man, you sound like it, but congratulations. I wish I was running wild with you, buddy. Hey, man, you know, I don't know if anybody has mentioned, I tuned in a little bit late, about, you know, Suter's not on the NLDS roster, I guess, with an oblique kind of quasi-injury. So, you know, that's going to put a little stress on these guys. But I bet you, Timmy, if you ask anybody out there to raise their hand if they knew how this game was going to be thrown or pitched, I guess nobody would have got it right. And one other thing, with Williams, you know, he's been untested. And, you know, like you said a while back, you're like, asking to get to that position, man. And that's what I thought about the eighth inning. So maybe he won't be quite as missed as we all had thought.
Yeah. All right. Thank
okay,
you, Todd.
Gotcha. I got gotcha. You. Yep, I got gotcha, you, Todd. And it's a good point. It did cross my mind. And it did. It did in that eighth inning. Now, I wasn't going to go ahead and send out a bunch of tweets about it. Like, what's going to happen now? William, no Williams right here. This should have been a Williams thing. I did think about it. But, Adrian, I think they feel he matches up well against Atlanta. I think they feel that he's throwing the ball extremely well in the second half of the season. He's been outstanding. That's a guy right there that is now taking a step to new heights, and he really stepped up today. Adrian Hauser, I think it's the biggest inning he's ever thrown in his career was the seventh inning, 1-2-3 ground balls, and the sinker baller got it done. That was big time, because I heard you guys at American Family Field start to crank up. That's when I heard that right there. And sure as shooting, very bottom half of that inning, that was the rowdy inning. And Morton was just beside himself there, and they attacked, and Rowdy got it done. Bart Winkler from the Bart Winkler Morning Show. Bart, you were at American Family Field. What's happening?
Let me give you another play of the game. I don't know if you're aware of this, but you know how Bernie comes down the slide to start every game before the Brewers take the field? Somehow, young Toby Altizer, one of our esteemed producers, was in Bernie's chalet waving the flag.
I still can't believe it. A non-Brewer fan waving the flag.
I know. It was a good time here, though. I think that, you know, everybody that's been thinking like, hey, playoff baseball, you know, we miss it and we wonder what it's like again and we'd love to see it. This had everything, man. I just got goosebumps talking about it. Just that first inning, that first out, you know, with Corbin Burns, when the crowd's going crazy and the towels wave and the crowd is into every at-bat. That's why playoff baseball is so great. And they all, like, you know, you just instinctively know when your team needs you, when everybody, 45,000, is going to go in unison. The Rowdy Tellez home run, my God. He pimped that thing so hard. And I know that there were plays after that home run, but everyone was just on such a high from that moment. And then Hauser has a great outing for the most part. And then you have Orlando Arcia. And yeah, you have to think like, oh my God, storybook for him. Gets traded, toils away in Atlanta's farm system for the first half of the season, comes back here. Yeah, he's been frustrating at times, but he's always been clutch in the playoffs. And Josh Hader was able to get it done. Afterwards, the guys talking, we'll hear from them. But Rowdy Tellez, you know, there were big moments in this game defensively, all the way in the first inning when Soler was trying to get home and they got him out. Tellez says, no, don't give me credit for that. That was a terrible throw by me. It's all on Omar Narvaez. Council, you know, in the playoffs, they like rush in, rush out of there for media interviews. But he like made sure before he left, he said, Omar Narvaez, great game all the way around. This was, you know, in a five-game series, man, it is important to get the first one because now Atlanta's going to have to win three of the next four. So for the Brewers to come out there and, you know, last caller was right, or two callers ago, these are these are the kind of games that, you know, maybe other teams find a way to win. The Brewers found a way to win tonight. This is a special team. This was a special crowd. And, you know, tonight I think is just an appetizer for what the atmosphere is going to be like tomorrow.
Yeah, Bar, when you were there, I mean, you talk about hanging on every pitch. That's really what has impressed me just in general about baseball as a whole is playoff baseball, where it's hanging on every pitch. When did the crowd, you know, because again, mic placement is a big thing in my broadcast world, where the crowd mics are, but when did it really kind of set in or start to ratchet up a little bit? I know that the early game and then, you know, the first couple of pitches or whatever. After that, the game then intensified as the innings.
Yeah. Yeah, well, first of all, I do want to say that I am at American Family Field right now. For the integrity of this report, I'm by the exit, but I'm walking around the kid zone just to still feel the energy here. They got to push me out of here tonight. It was, you know, it was hyped in the first inning. Obviously, every first inning of the playoffs are. But then it started to be like, I made sure to go down in the stands because I got some buddies sitting close, and so I talked to them a little bit. First thing they said was, Charlie Morton, dude. Charlie Morton, this guy's tough. And he kind of, you know, as good as Corbin Burns was doing, especially when they got settled down in that first inning, and that was a loud moment when Soler got out. But after Burns was, like, pitching very well, it was also like, you just can't get this guy run support. And Charlie Morton has pitched so well in the playoffs. I think of what Willie Adames said yesterday when he was talking. He said, Morton's a different guy in October. I've played with him in Tampa. He's a different guy. And he was so hard to do anything off of. The 9 strikeouts, his pitch count was great through 5. But then they keep him in the third time through the order. Telez is up. When Telez hit that home run, man, I always thought that the loudest I heard this place was 08, Game 3, Dave Bush, starts a Saturday night game, strikes out the side, first inning. I don't know, man. Rowdy Telez hitting that home run. Because people, you knew early that this was going to be a game where it did not, you did not need 5, 6, 7, 8 runs. Whoever got that big home run tonight was going to win, and all the Brewers had to do was go to their bullpen. Yeah, Devin Williams not in there. Freddy Peralta was warming up at one point. A lot of questions about what they're going to do with no Devin here, and I think he got a little bit of an answer. But as soon as Rowdy hit that home run, because I really do mean it. You know, in wrestling, let me do this for you. In wrestling, when you have a match that is such a dynamite match, the next match after that has to be like a match no one cares about because the crowd needs time to settle down and come down from their high. And that's what happened with this Telez homer. That the buzz of that just permeated through the next few at-bats, and I think it really carried the Brewers, too, the rest of the way. Burns afterwards said, playoffs are about momentum. We got that first inning. We got out of it. Momentum, that was ours. And then when Telez hit that home run, we knew all we needed to do was keep them from scoring 2 runs, and we'd win this thing, and that's what happened. So I would say either the Telez home run or right off the jump when Toby Altizer was waving Bernie's flag.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Final thing for you, Bart, here. Now, tomorrow, you mentioned, you know, this pitching, and there weren't going to be a lot of runs. Whoever had the bigger swing here, we could see a carbon copy of this tomorrow. These are a couple of studs going at it, and it's going to be, hey, start digging in, start making defensive plays, start executing pitches, start executing a deep count at bat, because we could see a carbon copy of this tomorrow.
Well, I think that, you know, Council, he's known that Hauser's pitched really well here down the stretch. And I think what Council wanted to do was win. You had to win this game. Again, I mean, it's a 5-game series. You know, we're so used to, I think, or we just came off of the Bucks playoff run and we got so invested in that. And that was a 2-month thing where even the first series can take 2.5 weeks. But in baseball, I mean, this series could be over by Monday at dinner time. This first series goes so quick. It's better than the wild card, but it goes so quick. And so I think that instead of messing around with, you know, Boxberger or whoever, they wanted to go with the guys that could lock it down, and that's why they had Hauser out. And maybe in game two you will see Freddie Peralta ready to piggyback off Woodruff. And then maybe game three they'll, you know, go Ashby, Lauer, some combination there. They want to win these games at home. You win the games at home in this series, you're into the NLCS. It's the first game, man. It is so big to win that game because now all the pressure is on Atlanta.
Yeah, and they may be on the attack here tomorrow. Bart, we'll talk again tomorrow. I appreciate the time, man. Good job.
Yeah, see you guys.
All right, there he is, Bart Winkler. Okay, so we're going to hear from Craig Council. We're going to hear from Rowdy Tellez. We're going to hear from Corbin Burns and a lot more. But to do that, Evan, I'm gonna turn things over to you, and I'm gonna go collect a little money that I used on some tips from BetQL to bet the Brewers in this one. Money line Brewers, there you go, baby, a 2-1 victory. The sweep is still in order, which is another little tip, little friendly reminder, customer service tip from BetQL that. You can roll through the audio and steal some really super interesting things by Corbin Burns. And one of the most interesting things, and I'm lockstep with him, is what he said about that double play in the first inning. Again, we let off the show with it. Evan and I both agree. It may be the single biggest defensive play of the season, guys, because of what Burns said, because of what we feel is tone setting, because of what, you know, what we talk about, you know, momentum and having that and getting the crowd into it at home. That was that was first and third with nobody out, guys. Imagine that. I mean, you get punched in the nose with three or four runs in that first inning. This entire landscape has been changed without question. That play right there, we're going to look back on that play, hopefully as the play of the season, when the Brewers win their first World Series title. Evan, you okay to just kind of dance around some of this audio?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to hearing from some of the guys. Some of the clips that I've seen on Twitter, it looks like there were some interesting comments, so I'm excited.
All right, well, you guys take it easy. I'll talk to you again tomorrow after the last pitch as you make still a lot to get to here. A lot of it's going to be your favorite Brewers players and their thoughts on a Brewers 2-1 game one NLDS victory as the Brewers well on their way right here in the 2021 championship season, alive and well, kicking and fighting their way against the Atlanta Braves. You guys take it easy. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. As Tim leaves, we head into break. We will hear from the manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, Craig Council, coming up after this break. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin postgame show right here on 1250 AM The Fan.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan.
We will hear from the manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, Craig Council, in just a minute here. Thank you for tuning in to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin baseball postgame show on The Fan. If you still want to call in, we have some phone lines open, 414-799-1250. I'll take the rest of your calls. And we head right out to the phones because I feel like I owe this guy an apology. Toby Altizer, the star of the show, I think that's pretty safe to say, star of this Brewers game, star of the Bart Winkler show. Toby, I'm sorry for saying you're not a Brewers fan. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's up with that? I cheer for the Brewers. I care about them. And I got lucky enough to be the flag waver today.
You really? So I need to hear, how did this happen? How did you get picked?
I wish I could give you a cool story. I don't really have one. I got in there as soon as the gates opened. I'm standing in right field watching the Braves take BP, and one of the coordinators for the in-game stuff comes up and says, "You want to be the flag waver before the game?" And took me, you know, about a half a second, and I said, "Yeah."
Of course. That's going to make a lot of my friends mad because they are the first people into the stadium and have never gotten asked. So you are just absolutely living the life. The flag waving looked good, I have to say. I thought you did a very good job with that. What was the atmosphere like in the stadium tonight?
Yeah, they were a lot on edge, and I think you guys have kind of hit on it. They were on edge because, you know, Corbin Burns comes out, struggles early, and you guys definitely have brought and, you know, driven home how important that double play was in the first inning,
right,
to kind of get out of it. But they seemed on edge. It didn't really, you know, it was a great atmosphere, don't get me wrong, but it didn't really explode until that seventh, eighth inning when it started getting late. And, you know, that Rowdy Tellez home run, I mean, you heard Bart bring it up. I mean, that's some of the loudest outside of maybe Pfizer Forum for the NBA Finals games. It's the loudest thing I've been a part of, some of the best atmosphere I've been a part of. So, you know, credit to Brewers fans for bringing that atmosphere tonight. You know, even though they were a little bit tentative, they definitely showed the support early and often. It was a great atmosphere to be a part of.
It sure sounded like it on TV, and that just Rowdy pimped that home run like I've never seen a home run pimp before. You could just feel like a collective sigh, at least through the TV, of like all of the people, the what, 45,000 people there, 40,000, just like, okay, we have finally broken through. This is our time. And how was the reaction after Hauser gave up the home run to Jock? Was that kind of just like an, oh no, here we go?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, oh boy, here we go. They thought, you know, we're going to be able to get Jock Peterson out. He's, you know, prone to the strikeout. Hauser looked good up until that point. But it was, okay, it's a solo homer. We're up two, so we still got a run to play with here. You know, the crowd got a little uneasy with Hader getting some guys on base there. But even so, I think they got a belief in this Brewers team that, you know, in years past they haven't had that belief in a pitching staff. Maybe Hader, right, or Woody, but a full pitching staff where you can go with Hauser. You know, at one point Freddie's warming in the pen. You have a belief in this Brewers pitching staff that no matter what they do, they're going to get it done. And you kind of feel that. They give up a solo homer, but it's like, all right, they still got the lead. We got this.
Well, Toby, I apologize to you. I would like to say that I was wrong in saying that you're a Brewers fan. I know that you are. I just, you know, as the number one authority of Washington, D.C. sports in the Milwaukee morning market, I feel like, you know, Brewers were number two. But I know you're a real fan, and you lived the life tonight, and thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And tune in to the Bart Winkler Morning Show for more great content about this Brewers team on Monday.
Oh, absolutely. I cannot wait. There he was, Toby Altizer, calling in from the stadium. The flag waiver before the game tonight, absolutely electric from him. Speaking of electric, that Brewers win. I don't think you can say enough how important it was for them to get the win in the first game of the NLDS. And I know another guy who is absolutely jazzed, or about as jazzed as he'll ever be, and that's Craig Counsell, who spoke after the game.
Craig, we talk all the time about great pitchers. You need to get them in the first inning. You know, Snitker was just in here saying they thought they had Corbin on the ropes, and then that double play just changed everything. It's amazing how something can swing so early, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was the play of the game, I think. You saw it gave Corbin just life, and because it was going to be a tough first inning. The first two guys gave him great at-bats. Just tough at bats, as you'd expect. I thought he made pitches. He just they're tough at bats, right? And so it was a big play, no question about it. Heads up play. It was an incredible play by Omar. Tough hop, catch, runner coming, tag, all of it was as good as it gets.
Andrew.
Craig, you've talked to you so much about Rowdy's offense this year, part of the reason that you picked him up, but he's been really steady over there at first base, kind of quietly, it seems.
He's been really good around the bag. He's picked several throws. A play like that, it's an instinctual play. It's not a play you can practice. It's just an instinctual play that you know the runner might be going, and you take a shot at it.
Adam.
Craig, as you mapped out that game going in, is that one of the scenarios that you saw, Burns to Hauser to Hader?
It did kind of sequence in a way that was really set up well for us, just where you know, Corbin got the last out of his outing was Riley or was it Freeman? Albies. It was Albies, I'm sorry. No.
Burns?
Corbin's last out. That's right, yeah, I'm sorry, it was Albies. And so it, that part of the lineup sets up really well for Adrian, and he did a really good, his sinker was going. He was throwing strikes, and, you know, much respect for doing something that he doesn't normally do. That is not easy to do. He made it look pretty easy with the way he came in and pitched, and yeah, huge outing.
We'll take a couple more.
Ferrari to miss some time down the stretch and to kind of slot back in pretty soon. So just your impression of him able to do that, and I got some at bats down the stretch, but to come into a moment like this and have his moment there.
He got, you know, when he got injured in September in Cleveland, you know, it was a tight timetable. We knew it was going to be tight. We were fortunate that, you know, he got himself healthy. The training staff did a heck of a job, and we were able to get him on the field the last week of the season. I thought that was critical for this. He ended up getting, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 13, 15 plate appearances. Got locked in pretty fast, and I thought it gave. I think it just gave him confidence going into the series.
Okay, well, we'll take one more.
Craig, Orlando had a lot of big hits for you in the playoffs in previous years. Were you at all nervous to see him come up there with the game on the line?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly ironic for sure that he was the hitter, and you know, you knew he was going to put the ball in play. I was confident, you know, he was going to put the ball in play, but Josh made some good pitches to get ahead of him and put him on the defensive a little bit more. So I want to mention Omar Narvaez in addition to play at the plate. Omar did a fabulous job tonight, calling the game, the block of the slider in the ninth on Hader. Absolutely fabulous game.
There was the manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, Craig Counsell, after the 2-1 win for the Brewers in game one of the NLDS over the Braves. We're going to do something a little bit different here in just a second, but before we do that, let's get Travis in here. Travis, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how's it going?
Going all right.
I was nervous all day. I start listening to you guys at 6 in the morning. I start off with Bart. Usually he kind of makes me a little less or better throughout the day, and then I get the big show, and then they make me feel better, but those two shows didn't make me feel any better today. Romney came around. Oh, he made me feel like the Bucks won the championship all over again with the start of his show.
Nice.
Yes, I never felt that feeling since then until I heard the start of his show. He gave me goosebumps. This team is winning the World Series this year. Seeing Rowdy get that home run in the seventh made me feel so much better. I watching that game and just having it be back and forth and then having him hit that home run just made me feel so much better. They're going to win the World Series this year. No question.
I love it. I love the optimism. Travis, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening to us all day. We really appreciate that. And I feel like I don't want to go out and say that this team is going to win the World Series because it's probably a little too early for that, but you do kind of get that feeling, that team of destiny feeling. Like, you kind of just, you got this feeling from the Bucks when it happened, and that home run, the fact that the Brewers were able to hold off the Braves, who have just an absolutely stellar offense throughout that entire game until the eighth inning, and you got to score first, it was the greatest first run that you could have had. Rowdy got the whole crowd into it, and you kind of just got this feeling like it was meant to be, that this team is going to do something in this playoffs, and I can't wait to see where it goes. I mentioned that we might be doing something different, and we don't normally do this where we hear from the other team, but I thought just because it's the postseason, why don't we hear from Braves manager Brian Snitker after the game, see his comments after his team fell 2-1 in just an absolute nail biter? Here is the Braves skipper.
At that point, Tom, when you look back at that, I mean, that's just one of the few bad pitches he threw
tonight.
No,
he was great.
I mean, he threw the ball extremely well. It's a good ball game. Very well played.
A guy like Corbin Burns doesn't give you a lot of opportunities, so when you get runners at the corners or in the first inning, you got to feel like...
Yeah, that was tough. You know, I mean, it's guys like that, you know, I think we scored 4 runs off of him first inning last time we played. I mean, you got to get those kind of guys early, because once they get settled in, and he got out of that first inning, I figured he would go 7. you give them traction like that, and now they start locating everything, but that was big. That was big in that first inning.
What's your thought there when Soler runs there? Would you like him to run that situation on contact with Albies's?
Yeah, I mean, it's that's a tough one when you're at third base. You know, double play ball, you want to go. If it's not, I mean, that's right there. That's a gray area one right there. So I don't put it on him. Probably 95% of the guys would go on that. You just, because you can't react quick enough and think quick enough on that play right there. You know, if that ball's tapped out in front of the plate, then you can shut it down. That's hard to shut down that ball right there. He had to make a good throw too. I mean, he made a decent throw. The catcher made a nice play. I mean, it's bang bang, and you know. So, no, I'm not. He's fine right there.
And you knew this was going to be a tough series. Somebody had to win game 1. How do you feel going into game 2?
I feel good going into game 2. I got Max Fried pitching. I feel good every time he takes the mound for us. And like I say, we knew this ball game was going to be rough. We knew the runs would be at a premium, and they were. It was a good ball. It's exactly what I kind of thought was going in, that this game would be. Somebody got a big hit. Most of the big hits in postseason are homers. And they hit one and we didn't. But it was a good ball game.
Hey, what did you think of Charlie?
No, he's outstanding. I think somebody said he was outstanding. You know, it was about as good as you can get. Threw one pitch that he'd probably take back, but other than that, shoot, it was awesome.
There was just a couple of minutes from Braves manager Brian Snicker. I have to agree with him in his first statement where he said, great ball game. Yes, it was. That was playoff baseball to a T. You saw a pitching duel between two absolute studs, some of the best in baseball, who were on top of their game. Say what you want about the first inning for Corbin, but after that, he was absolutely locked in. That was a playoff game with playoff atmosphere, and it couldn't have kicked off this series much better. On the other side of the break, we're going to hear from some of your Milwaukee Brewers players. We have Corbin Burnes and Rowdy Tellez speaking together with the media. That should be absolutely electric. We'll be right back on 1250 AM The Fan. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin baseball postgame show. We'll be right back.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse, presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
We'll hear from some of your Milwaukee Brewers players, Corbin Burnes and Rowdy Tellez, as they talk to the media together. But we are going out to the phone lines for one last call. The final word of the show goes to Mike on the South Side. Mike, how you doing tonight?
How you doing, buddy?
How could you not be doing fantastic after a win like that?
I feel like I just talked to you 12 hours ago, did I?
Right.
I'm ecstatic. You know, I had to take a little nap because of my meds. And I didn't want to wake up and see 0-2 Atlanta. And I was pleasantly surprised what I saw. And then the pitching came in. I mean, how can we complain?
I don't think there's anything to complain about.
Stellar. But I don't want to see a 10-2 Atlanta lead tomorrow. I mean, these bats got to get... We can't have one guy have one hit to decide a game.
Right.
We?
No, I mean, especially not in the playoffs. You need a bunch of guys performing.
Rex, get these bats in order here.
Right, I agree.
Right, but it's going to be a roller coaster, buddy.
Yes, it will, but that is playoff baseball. Mike, thank you for the call as always. We appreciate you tuning in. That is playoff baseball. It is going to be a roller coaster. To assume that the Brewers are going to win every single game, you would be wrong. Do we want them to absolutely sweep the playoffs? Of course. But it's not going to happen. What matters is how they bounce back from the losses. Could tomorrow be a loss? Potentially. We'll break down tomorrow's game for you. Hopefully it's not. But first, let's talk about the stars from tonight's game or this afternoon's game. Corbin Burnes, who went 6 shutout innings on the mound, and Rowdy Tellez, who, in that first inning, that play at the plate may be the play of the series, like Tim and I have been mentioning. And then, of course, he had the absolute massive home run in the 7th. Let's hear from the Brewers' stars.
I mean, that's what you hope for. Most of the time when you practice, it's bottom of the 9th, bases loaded. But, that's a good feeling right there. But, it couldn't have happened with the way we pitched tonight. You know, that was the key to the game. Good defensive plays, good pitching staff. Everybody threw well. Everybody played the game hard. You know, it's playoff baseball. So, you know, it's just if you make a mistake, we got to capitalize. And, like I said, our pitching allowed us to do that.
Adam?
Corbin, in that first inning, I think you were 17 pitches in when Omar came out first and third. First of all, what do you talk about in that situation? And then what do you tell yourself to sort of make the pitch you need to make to get the ground ball?
Yeah, I was just trying to do too much early on. We were really searching for anything to try to just to get ahead in the count and, to get an out. We didn't really settle in with a cutter until probably the 3rd or 4th innings when we kind of got the feel for it. So, we were scrambling using the slider, the curveball, the changeup, just something to try to get some weak contact and get an out. Happened to throw a good cutter down and in to Ozzy there, and he pulled it to Rowdy, and Rowdy made a great play. Without that play, then that's obviously going to be a couple runs, and that changes the momentum of that game. So it was a great play, and then Charlie threw his butt off. You got to tip the cap to him with when he punched out 9 through 5 innings, and then we finally got to him there in the 7th. But great defensive plays tonight. One big swing there by Rowdy to get the lead, and then fantastic job by Hauser in a spot he's not normally in, and then Hader to come in and close the door.
Top right.
For Rowdy, it looked like you fouled it off right before the homer. I didn't know if you had broken your bat on that play, and just what's going through your mind as you're going back to the dugout right before that homer there.
I don't even know if I broke that bat. I just saw something fly off of it. Then I was like, I need all the help I can get right now. And so I walked back, and the bat boy didn't even realize. And I kind of just collected my breath and calmed myself down and got back in the box, and I said, get my foot down and just see a pitch and hit the ball hard. That's all I want to do. Charlie did throw a great game, punched a lot of us out, had good stuff, and he made one mistake, and we were able to get to him. He hit Avi, and that allowed us to have a runner on with nobody out, and that takes pressure off of people, and that adds pressure to the pitcher. So I still kind of really breathe. I mean, still a lot of breath. It was a crazy moment, but we played good all the way around. That's Brewers baseball. Fans are back. That's awesome to have fans back. We have such a strong fan base, so we can't say thank you enough to them.
Sophia?
Corbin, the play that Rowdy made on the throw home, how big was that play just to help you get out of that inning, considering the runner's on that play?
Yeah, so postseason baseball is all about momentum. I think we've seen that in the couple of wild card games and the couple of the division series games we've seen so far, is when one team gets the momentum going, it's tough to, it's tough to stop that. And, it's tough to kind of turn it around. So, Rowdy making that play there obviously gave us the momentum, but it stopped, stopped their momentum. They had 1st and 3rd, nobody out. It could have escalated, quickly for them. That great play there stopped their momentum and, kind of shifted it back in our direction. But, obviously, with the way Charlie threw, it was tough to get anything going until the 7th inning.
Tom?
Rowdy, what about that pick and tag that Omar made on that play?
play. I mean, sometimes it's not easy to pick the ball with a catcher's mitt, and you made a great play.
Yeah, that was the key to the play. I made a terrible throw, and I got a good catcher back there. He's an all-star for a reason. And he made a great pick, great tag, and, you know, that whole play doesn't happen without him. So, you know, you guys giving me credit for that, I don't know why, but he made the great play. So, you know, that's something that a lot of people are going to overlook, and that's something that we as a group of guys, you know, in that clubhouse are going to know, like, everybody has each other's backs, whether it's, you know, big at bat or some play on defense. You know, that's the name of the game, especially for us, is we're going to have each other's backs.
Roddy, you talked about the fan, the energy. Just how rewarding was it for you to reward them for what they brought throughout this game? And is your emotions walking out of the box? And you kind of thought everything kind of that battle for your mind and
melted. You know, they always talk about blacking out or being unconscious. And that's kind of what it was. You know, I had that moment. As soon as it left the bat, I knew. And I kind of did the Weecho blackout and just flipped the bat and started jogging. And it was cool, man. It's crazy. You know, getting a standing ovation here in a whole full stadium chant your name, that's a special feeling.
Corbin, you talked about searching early for what was working. When you think about getting out through six innings tonight, I mean, is that kind of the culmination of the last few years of your development? Like, in other words, is there a point in your career where maybe you don't, where that doesn't happen and you don't get out into that game?
You know, possibly. Yeah. You know, when I'm out there, I'm trying to, you know, go as deep in the game as I can. But, you know, I think you got to give the credit to Omar for continually trying to, you know, to mix it up and find something that we can go to, you know, just to kind of get any sort of momentum going, something to get ahead early. You know, he tried a couple times, you know, to kind of settle things down, and it was just one of those things that we were searching and finally some things clicked, and we were able to get some pitches in the zone that we needed to. And you know, they're an aggressive offense, so that was kind of the key tonight, was trying to play off of that. So we were just trying to do too much early on, and then we were kind of able to settle down a little bit. And you know, I don't know how many we retired in a row, but you know, we had some great plays behind us, and it was just a matter of time before, you know, someone got a big knock, whether it was us or it was them. And you know, I'm obviously excited that it was Rowdy.
Hey, Corbin, you know how difficult it is for somebody like Adrian to do something differently all of a sudden after a whole season. Just what do you think about what he was able to do for those couple of innings tonight?
Yeah, that was awesome. I don't know when the last time that Hauser had thrown in a situation like that. But, I mean, I think he had threw a seventh inning. And the way that lineup shaped up, I think it was perfect with his sinker just to get a ton of ground balls. So that was – I think that was probably, as far as I'm concerned, the biggest performance of the night was Hauser going in and you know, bridging that gap to Hader.
Okay, we'll do two more, Steven.
Corbin, just you've been dominant all season, but for you to look up at the scoreboard and see zeros after six innings walking off that mound, I mean, how important is that to you, just knowing how big of a spot this was for you in your career?
You know, career-wise, it's, for me, it's another game. You know, for me, it was more important to go out and give everything I had for, you know, for the guys in that dugout, in that clubhouse. You know, we've worked our butt off all year, and to get to this point you know, to try to get game one in this series was going to be huge. So I was doing whatever I could out there trying to find something just to try to keep throwing up zeros just to give us a chance to win. And you know, eventually we got that opportunity.
Okay, last one.
I wonder for Rowdy, when did you notice that Soler was taking off from third on that play in the first inning, and did it catch you by surprise, or were you expecting it?
You know, those are things you just kind of instinctual things that you just really don't think about. You know, Freddie Freeman's a smart base runner. I know that ball was hit up towards the line, so I had to just step on the bag, and to turn and throw at that angle is going to be tough. So as soon as he hit it, I just wanted to peek up and see if Soler was going, and he was. You know, he took off, and not the best runner, and I don't know what kind of jump he had, but Omar made a great play on a terrible throw, and it was something that you kind of really don't think about. It just came up and made a throw, and we ended up getting out of that, and that was huge for us. Our momentum, as Burns, you said, was it kind of switched it. That turned it for us. We knew that we got out of a jam right there, and we just left it all on the field and left it to the pitching staff, and they did their job.
Okay, great. Thank you guys so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
What's on tap for the crew? What pitcher starts the next one? It's time for some forward thinking on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on the Fan.
You gotta love the modesty from both of those guys, especially Rowdy saying that it was a terrible throw. I don't think it was a terrible throw, but you do have to give credit where credit is due to Omar. He had a fantastic game today. He added a hit, which is great, especially with how the offense looked today against some really great pitching from Charlie Morton, like they mentioned. But also in the ninth inning, with two outs, he stopped a slider in the dirt that would have scored the tying run from third. And just so many plays like that. He has been an absolute surprise behind the plate defensively. You have to wonder how much Manny Pena has helped him in his development of being a defensive catcher, because when he was acquired from the Mariners, he was known as an offensive first catcher, and the defense wasn't great. And now you look, he's one of the best catchers in framing metrics. You can just see in the eye test, too, that he is such a great catcher and a great game manager, much better than he was last year. So a huge, huge shout out to our man, Omar Narvaez, who has had a rough second half of the season. But tonight, when it mattered, he came up big. That is going to do it for us on this post-game show. The matchup for tomorrow is looking to be just another absolute stunner of a matchup. Max Fried, the 27-year-old lefty, with a 14-7 record, 3.04 ERA on the season, an absolute stud for them, for those Braves. He will be going up against the big woo, Brandon Woodruff, 9-10, which it doesn't show how good he was for this team. A 9-10 record, 2.56 ERA. That game tomorrow at 4:07. And after the last pitch, make the switch to this station right here. Tim Allen will be joining us again from Las Vegas. He will be breaking down, hopefully, a Brewers 2-0 series advantage in this one. I can't wait for it. This game tonight was absolutely incredible. Thank you for Bart Winkler, who is at the stadium, for calling in, talking to us about the game, giving us the audio from the stadium. Thank you to Toby Altizer for calling in and calling me out for saying he wasn't a Brewers fan. Thank you to all of you for calling in and listening. My name is Evan Heffelfinger. I've been in for Tim, who was in Vegas. Thank you for listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Baseball Postgame Show. We'll be back after Game 2 tomorrow. I'm not going to say Tim's catchphrase, so good night, Milwaukee. Hopefully we're talking about a win tomorrow night.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.